Intuitive process. Diagrams are great for simply illustrating intricate concepts. Here's a visual map of the intuitive process. Imagine, as I verbally describe this to you, a mobile. So we're going to begin at the top of the mobile, we're going to extend down, and then we're going to branch out into two and ultimately three lineages, kind of like mapping a family tree. So we start at the top with consciousness, with vantage. This is God, your soul, the design team, and their friends. Directly down from consciousness with vantage, imagine you and me. Now, you and me, we can either receive or block our intuition. Let's go the pathway of block for a moment. If we block our intuition, what happens? It's absolutely dead. Potential is completely lost. If we go the other route and we receive our intuition, again, we have two options. So we're going to have two more lineages extending down from this option of receiving our intuition, like two lineages on a family tree. When we receive our intuition, we have the option of acting on it or not acting on it. If we receive it but we don't act on it, again, it's dead. Potential is lost. It's stopped in its tracks. If we receive our intuition and we discern it and we act on it, oh my stars, what are the possibilities? It leads us, and we become the awestruck observer of what it leads us to. You can clearly see from this visual representation that the left trajectory, the one I described last, is the one we're refreshing and honing here. How often do you act on your intuition? How often do you not act on your intuition? How often do you block it completely? Take a personal inventory. Notice the ratio in your own life experience of these three options in relation to each other. This may be unsettling, inspiring, or intriguing. What do you find? What stops you and us? And what can we do about this? When you block or you don't act on your intuition, what is it that you allow to stop you? Is it fear? Is it a lack of clarity or understanding of what to do next? In other words, lack of a map? Is it lack of faith that the map will reveal itself as you move toward and into it? What is it that stops you or us from following the direct guidance of our intuition? What is it that we grant priority and superiority to, denying us of this incredibly omniconscious and life-generating wisdom? And even more proactively important, what can you and we do about this? Now you do have a map. You have six key steps of intuition, the practice. If there's anything you don't understand within these steps, please ask. It is vital that we demystify intuition. It is vital that we use it again.